Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A 54-year-old man has made a brief appearance in court charged with the murder of his mother in Perth South. The 78-year-old's body was found at a Yanjibup home yesterday. She was allegedly killed sometime between Saturday and Monday. The accused has been remanded in custody and will face court again next month. Police and SES crews are spending a fourth day searching an area near Broome for a missing 21-year-old man. Zane Stevens was last seen in the Coconut Wells area last Friday. It's believed he set off on foot for help when his four-wheel drive became bogged. Specialist officers from Perth have been sent in to assist with the search. Pressure is mounting on the Prime Minister to sack two ministers following the recent release of detainees from immigration detention. It's after it was revealed a 43-year-old man who was charged over a violent home burglary in Girraween earlier this month was recently released as part of the High Court ruling. Opposition leader Peter Dutton says the Home Affairs and Immigration Ministers need to go.
I want to see the Prime Minister sack the two ministers responsible for this dreadful circumstance. That's the first step the Prime Minister needs to do.
A 28-year-old man has been charged following an armed robbery incident in Success in Perth South this morning. The Clarkson man is facing two counts of attempted armed robbery and one count of possessing methamphetamines. He'll face court tomorrow. A budget boost for beach safety. $17.3 million will be added to the state government's shark hazard mitigation strategy that includes funding for frontline safety services. To sport, Fremantle's forward line could be boosted by the return of Sam Switkowski and Jai Amos this weekend. The pair have been flagged for selection after overcoming concussion, while young defender Josh Draper, who suffered a minor hamstring injury on Saturday, is also a chance to play against the Tigers on Sunday. Over at West Coast, Noah Long is set to be available to take on Essendon this Saturday night. The forward has overcome hip soreness and is now up for selection, while Oscar Allen is starting to run again following a knee injury.